From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen, in for Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, a former Hillary Clinton supporter tells us why she'll be voting for John McCain in November.
First, though, this story, a big crackdown on child pornography today. Three of the nation's largest internet service providers have agreed to block access to websites that offer child pornography. Verizon, Sprint, and Time Warner will also shut down internet bulletin boards where sexual images of children are traded. The agreement comes after an investigation by New York's Attorney General Andrew Cuomo, and he laid out the details in a news conference today. NPR's Robert Smith was there. He's here now. Robert, what did Cuomo have to say today?
Well, he revealed this new system for finding child pornography, essentially. What he said was that most of the child pornography you find online is actually recycled. It's pictures that are posted over and over again. So they found a sort of digital fingerprint of these photos and were able to track them through the internet and found at least 88 different bulletin board news groups where these things were posted, found some websites where they were posted, and through an investigation went to the internet service providers who then said, okay, we're willing to block those sites, and we're willing to sort of look for new sites that might have at least those photos on them.
So how would that work, technically? How would they block the sites?
Well, they're able to just through their central, through people who use Verizon or Time Warner or Sprint to get their internet, they're able to take away those official news groups. So you can't click on them, you can't go to them. They're willing to block internet sites that are actual websites that have the porn on them. Now, I mean, this raises the obvious question. What happens when they change the name of the news group? They come up with a different website? Well, part of this is that the internet service providers are going to give money to a fund to continue to track when new sites come up, and those they say they'll block also.
Well, so why, I guess my question is, why haven't they done this already on their own? I mean, you'd think that they wouldn't want to have this service being provided.
For a long time, internet service providers have maintain that they do not police content, that they just provide access. They're like the people who give you phone lines. They don't tell you what to say on your phone calls. And they've held this for all sorts of legal reasons that they don't censor content. Well, in this case, the AG, the New York AG, was able to go after them and say, you're not responding to complaints, and they agreed to it. What the New York AG says is that because they're competitive enterprises, they can't just get together and decide to do this. It took the intervention of a law enforcement agency to kind of give them incentive to come up with this solution.
Mm-hmm. Well, could this shut down legitimate sites, art sites, for example?
Well, you know, it's interesting because they say no in terms of they're able to find specific instances of child pornography. But when it comes to censoring these bulletin boards, these news groups that they talk about, you know, there are tens of thousands of these groups for all sorts of different hobbies. I was a member of a backpacking site, let's say. And Time Warner said they're just going to get rid of news groups altogether. So it's going to make it a little harder to get to for some people who use that as their internet service provider, but it probably won't block an actual website that's a legal website that people want to get to.
And this is going to make a difference in cutting down on child porn?
Well, that's the real question. I mean, the people who market child porn are inventive and they're devious, and they're going to change websites, I'm sure, and this is going to be a constant cat and mouse game.
NPR's Robert Smith in New York City. Thanks, Robert.
You're welcome.